This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin said in an interview published Sunday that Moscow has sufficient stockpile of cluster munitions and warned that Russia reserved the right to take reciprocal action if Ukraine uses the controversial weapon. In his first comments on the delivery of the cluster munitions to Ukraine from the U.S., Putin said that Russia has not used cluster bombs in the war with Ukraine so far, but the use of the cluster bombs by both Russia and Ukraine have been widely documented, including by the Associated Press. Wagner mercenary fighters are in Belarus. Ukrainian officials and Polish officials confirmed. We get more from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Wagner's march on Moscow in June could have tipped Russia into civil war, according to President Vladimir Putin. Under the deal, Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin stood down his mercenaries and agreed to move them to Belarus in exchange for Russia dropping mutiny charges. But until the past few days, there'd been no sign of them going there, and Prigozhin hasn't been seen in public since June 24. On Saturday, a spokesperson for the Ukrainian border agency confirmed Wagner was in Belarus in a statement posted on Telegram.
Meanwhile, Biden administration officials were asked about Ukraine's counteroffensive.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who is visiting India, talked about other measures being taken to weaken Russia's belligerence.
We will also continue to cut off Russia's access to military equipment and technologies that it needs to wage war against Ukraine. One of our core goals this year is to combat Russia's efforts to evade our sanctions.
VOA's Veronica Bedalias Iglesias, this is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been released from the hospital. We get more details from VOA's Diane Roberts.
First, I'll work with...
Iranian authorities on Sunday announced a new campaign to force women to wear the Islamic headscarf. And morality police returned to the streets 10 months after the death of a woman in their custody sparked nationwide protest. The morality police had largely pulled back following the death of the 22-year-old last September as authorities struggled to contain mass protests calling for the overthrow of the theocracy that has ruled Iran for over four decades. The protests largely died down earlier in the year following a heavy crackdown in which over 500 protesters were killed and nearly 20,000 were detained. During a news conference before a meeting of the group of 20 finance ministers and central bankers in India, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said that she was eager to work with China on areas of mutual interest, including debt restructuring for poorer countries, and that multilateral development banks needed reforms before capital increases could actually be considered.
I'll work with the World Bank and my counterparts to push for a framework and principles for the targeted use of concessional financing for global challenges. This will enable us to deploy concessional financing toward areas of greatest impact.
She also said there are plans to get tougher on Russia because of its invasion of Ukraine.
By helping keep the economy and the government running, we're giving Ukraine the support it needs so it can fight for freedom and its sovereignty. We will also continue to cut off Russia's access to military equipment and technologies that it needs to wage war against Ukraine.
And again, Iranian authorities on Sunday announced a new campaign to force women to wear the Islamic headscarf, and morality police returned to the streets 10 months after the death of a woman in their custody sparked nationwide protest. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.